Blog Talk Radio.
Something happened to me last Thursday when I was driving home. I had a couple of miles to go. I looked up and saw a glowing orange object in the sky to the east. It was moving very irregularly. Suddenly, there was intense light all around me. When I came to it,
welcome to Straight Fantasy of the Universe. I have a great guest tonight. He was born into a multi-generational satanic Klingon family and monarch mind control survivor. The first 7 years of his life, Jay was subjected to satanic ritual abuse in a large cult setting. No, that's really important that he goes out and helps people and talks about it, his experience. Please stand by. Strange Realms of the Universe.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Is this Jay Parker?
Yes.
Hello, how are you doing, sir? Thank you for calling tonight. So please, tell us, let's start from the beginning. Tell us about growing up and the family that you came from.
I thought I was being interviewed by Lauren Hatfield.
This is Lauren Hatfield.
Oh, okay. All right.
Doing the interview right.
Pardon?
We're live right now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, Jay.
Well, I mean, my parents were generational Satanists that my father's family went back into the Illuminati, 1720, and my mother's family, her Satanism goes back to the Amalekite people, probably 2000 BC in Benicia, Cana. And I lived in a Illuminati village called Arden, Delaware. And it is a ongoing satanic pedophile community 25 miles south of Philadelphia. It was founded in 1900 by a group of pedophiles coming out of Philadelphia. They worship a demon called the Marquis of Hell, and basically protected by the government. The children undergo rape and torture, and human sacrifice is done there on a regular basis. And the situation there when I was 6 years old, they killed my best friend. And I went to a neighbor down the street in Arden. And he was a Christian. And I told him everything that was going on about the death of my friend who went septic from being raped horrifically. And he went to the police, and the police said, we can't do anything about it. And that was because in the 1930s, when the police in Delaware, the state of Delaware, tried to stop the cult policemen in short order and got a message to the police, do you want more? And the police have stood down in Delaware about doing anything about Arden since then. And what happened to me afterwards for going to the police and to the Christian down the street was they took me to a CIA psychologist named Gordon Pison, who monitored all the Monarch mind-control children in Arden and the surrounding area and sent reports down to the CIA in Langley. And he shocked my brain into where, to the point where I didn't even know my name. And it wasn't until probably 2001, 2002, that all my memories came back to me. And the slave programming that they rushed into me from 6 to 7 years old broke down. And I got my consciousness back. And I've been fighting the New World Order and the pedophiles ever since.
Now, well, that was a very, very moving experience you had, Jay. Now, was you familiar? Now, I know that satanic ritual abuse and human trafficking, child abuse, sexual abuse goes hand in hand. Did you know anything about the Jerry Sandusky situation? Because I thought, you know, I think there was always more about that.
I mean, Pennsylvania is rife with old religion. That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Molech religion that they worship at the Bohemian Grove. And although they put a spin on it at the Grove and say it's just a bunch of Bohemian artists and nothing to see here, it's what runs this world. 10%. My mother told me in 63 that 12% of the American public was old religion, Satanist, pedophile, Molech, whatever you want to say, and tend to use the figure 10% to be conservative. But Stuart Swerdlow says that it's 12 to 15%. And he came out of the Montauk Project, which my mother knew about in Long Island in New York. So it's been a long journey for me recovering from SRA. You go through just horrific sexual and physical torture as they warp the synaptic pathways in your brain while you're in a hypnagogic trance for the first 6-7 years of your life. Bruce Lipton does excellent talk on the brain development of human beings. And for the first 5 to 7 years, depending on the individual, you're in a hypnagogic trance, which means you take in all the information of your 5 senses. It goes directly into building your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind will run 95 to 98% of your life. And this subconscious mind is what enables you to drive home without thinking about it, what enables you to do many tasks without really concentrating. It's a biological computer that works on basically 400 million bits of information a second, whereas the conscious mind only works with 4 million bits of information a second. What happens in this world, and this is what the Jesuits like to say, give me a child for the first 6 years of their life, and I'll give you a Catholic for the rest of their life. And the problem with the world today, Lauren, is we have a society that has been socially engineered and conditioned satanically. We're more interested in money, we're more interested in ourselves, rather than having a true spirituality of Christ consciousness and caring about one another. And so, basically, with that subconscious programming that comes out of your culture, your television, your religion, it's all status quo. This is the way things are. You can't fight City Hall. Go along to get along. And what are we going along with? Get along. We're going along with endless wars. We're going along with corruption that is so horrific, it boggles the mind.
It really is.
And this has to change because we're at a place now, Lauren, where the earth is being destroyed ecologically. And if you don't have a home, you don't live. 40% of the ozone layer is gone already due to the use of HARP and the geoengineering aluminum and barium and strontium that's being sprayed for the weather control. The Americans have been doing this since the 90s heavily. Their goal is to spray 20 million tons of aluminum, barium, and strontium into the sky every year. Well, they've been spraying for a good 15, 20 years. So we have now picking up in the soils and in the water, in California in particular, where they're spraying very hard to create a man-made drought so that the dark occult can buy all the organic farms for pennies on the dollar. We have aluminum and barium in the soils and in the water. If this continues, the trees and the forests will die. And geoengineeringwatch.org is an excellent place you can go to get information on the HARP geoengineering weather control. It's being used globally. It has really put America in a place by itself when it comes to being a world power. They've caused floods all over the world, snowstorms, hurricanes. Just look at what they did to Vietnam in 1967. They made it rain on the Ho Chi Minh Trail 18 inches in one day. And when they did that to stop the communists from coming down the Ho Chi Minh Trail, it flooded the Mekong Delta and killed thousands of people. The UN even complained publicly about the Americans using weather manipulation for the war. There are treaties saying that weather manipulation is illegal, but the Americans obviously have exempted themselves.
Now,
so that's my biggest peeve right now is the fact that ecology is being destroyed.
Yeah,
and
really,
when the ecology is destroyed, of course, the people will die in famine. And they have already, the dark occult has already erected a monument called the Georgia Guidestones. You can Google it and see the monument, pictures of it. And the Georgia Guidestones simply state that they wish to take the population of the earth down to 500 million people. Well, in order to do that, you have to get rid of 6.5 billion people. Now, how are you going to do that? Well, One way would be to wreck the ozone, causing the sunlight to change. Since we've lost 40% of our ozone due to the geoengineering and also due to the chemical pollution, I'm not saying that that's not a factor in all of this. We've gotten to the point where the normal sunlight should have 5% UVB in it. Okay, UVB is much stronger, harsher radiation than UVA, which should make up 95% of the sunlight. The UVB now is at a point of, I think, over 50%. And UVC, which is another step above in dangerous radiation, usually stops at 10,000 feet, doesn't even hit the surface. And it's now hitting the surface. And there are pictures of trees in western United States where the bark has literally been burnt off. And as the aluminum, barium, and strontium build up in the soil has become more acidic. And once the aluminum gets high enough in concentration in the soil, the plants will refuse to uptake the polluted nano-aluminum water. And so that's why you're seeing so many trees dying all over the world. And we're in trouble.
That's, that's very, very true, Jay. There, and it does have a pattern. You know, I used to always think that, there's a conspiracy aspect. I looked into the satanic ritual abuse and things like that. But then I found out that it goes full circle with weather manipulation. It goes in all that because there is the people, you know, these colonels, retired colonels like Michael Aquino and all these people in the government with this high-level clearance that was able to do atrocious things. And also, you were mentioning Vietnam. Wasn't Aquino the one that got a lot of people murdered? It was his idea to put, like, speakers or amplifiers, I should say, to the helicopters. And it was a Cyclops exercise. And it led to a lot of helicopters going down whenever the Vietnamese found out they could shoot the helicopters down, but they were putting amplifiers and playing these screaming noises and all these, you know, but what it was breaking the Vietnamese, and it was inciting fear. It was, but it's all about a mind, a mind war, and it really is a mind, warfare mind, because that's the way they go. If they can program you, especially children, within 3 days they can nab a kid, and within 3 days it's already, what's that called? I can't think of it right now, right offhand. But whenever the offender totally brainwashes the victim, it's within a period of 72 hours. Are you familiar with any of that, Jay?
Well, the standard monitoring program that I went through, it started with sexual abuse in the cradle. And torture throughout the first 7 years of my life with horrific sexual abuse. And this is the warp of synaptic pathways. And also what it does is when you have your synapses always in a flight or fight modality, then the chemistry of your body changes, and the ARPON complex becomes the strongest complex in the mind rather than the frontal lobe. And so they make literally a reptilian human which has no empathy. And all I have to say as far as the high speed, you know, 72-hour stuff, I'm not really aware of that too much, but I believe that if they get a hold of you, Lauren, that they have methodologies that they can quickly get into your subconscious and start programming. I mean, my parents had a high-speed handheld spinner that would put you in the deepest hypnotic trance in like 5 seconds, and they could just put whatever information or instructions they want into your subconscious. And my mother used that on John DuPont when she destroyed his life, the heir to the DuPont fortune.
John DuPont, I'm very familiar with the family bloodline and all that. Oh, please go ahead. That's very interesting.
Well, I have up on my website, the centerpath.weebly.com, a media section called Jay's Media, and I have interviews there that I've done and videos. And one of them is a 45-minute video which I describe what happened to John DuPont. And John DuPont was programmed in roughly 1966 by my mother. She taught John DuPont at the pilot school, an exclusive school in Wilmington, Delaware, for the elite children. She got to John. It was the whole scenario was that my mother was a professional mind manipulator and programmer for the cult. And what she did was she took a high-speed spinner to John DuPont, and she programmed him in 66 that in 25 years he would completely implode emotionally, whatever. And that's when the program kicked in. And 25 years later, to the day, John DuPont went berserk, killed his wrestler friend, and ended up going to Norristown State Hospital for, you know, homicide for the rest of his life until he died. And the whole thing with this was that it was DuPont family members who put my mother up to this. They were hoping that the implosion of John DuPont in 1991, whatever it was, would enable them to go into court and seize control of his billions of dollars. When the trial for murder happened in Pennsylvania for John DuPont, he had very good lawyers. He retained possession of his fortune, and he used his fortune to keep Norristown State Hospital open, where he resided until his death, I believe, in 2013 or 2012. And he was literally murdered by the Arden cult, because my mother got approval from the head of the Arden cult, Buzz Ware, to do this clandestine mind control on him. So his life was stolen from him, and the wrestler Schultz and his family were destroyed because of his murder.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a true story of what happened.
Simon, do you think that, I mean, Jay, I'm sorry, excuse me. Do you think that, you know, how the these bloodlines have been inbreeding for years. Do you think that could have also been a trigger factor for his mental breakdown that caused him to murder and everything else? Because we see a pattern with the Illuminatic inbreeding.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, he came from a, you know, a cult family. So he had all cult go through satanic ritual abuse, whether you're a Rockefeller, a DuPont, a Rothschild, a Warburg, you all go through the old religion programming. That's the only way you can deal with the fourth dimensional entities that you're dealing with in the lower astral plane that are manipulating and trying to seize control of this planet. And they want the human race to be gone and minions to be here. Now, for years in Arden, you know, the which was the rank and file Illuminati village that was founded in 1900. The other village that was founded at this time, of course, was Rose Valley, Pennsylvania. They're both on one side and the other of the Arcadia ley line, so that when they do ritual abuse on a high sacrifice night of Satanism or Luciferianism or whatever, Molechism, whatever you want to call it, they you know, look at the dark occult like you look at status quo religion. There's many different flavors. There's many different secret societies, you know, but all of them have a goal of ultimate power and ultimate evil and destruction. So they're kind of like the governments of the world, which are basically nothing but mafias now, controlled by the Illuminati. And occasionally they work together, and occasionally they fight, you know. So, you know, it's so criminal, it's so horrible. All we can do, learn about ourselves and try to pick an area of concern for the human race and become activists, whether it's geoengineering, whether it's the scandal of cannabis not being used as medicine, whether it's the scandal of aspartame in the food, which is causing millions of people to suffer needlessly, or the fluoride in the water, okay, or the GMO, okay, or the chemtrail spraying, which is poisoning us. You look at what's going on with the human race between the vaccination, the GMO, the fluoride, the aspartame. Do you see a pattern here, Lauren?
Oh, yeah, big time.
And what does that pattern say to you?
That they're trying to depopulize or slowly but surely get rid of us. Well, to me.
Well, the thing is, I find it interesting that people are in cognitive dissonance about this. There's nothing slow about breathing nanoparticulate aluminum every day from the chemtrail, you know, geoengineering spray. Okay,
yeah.
This is causing brain damage every day. That's why people are in a zombie state.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and they're so ignorant
now,
to the truth.
Well, but you have shows like this, and you have people need to get in people's faces. And I say to people quite clearly, don't go after people and start talking about the dark occult, talking about the voodoo and the you-doo and the hoodoo. I mean, you want some average person that I mean, they still believe what the television is telling them. They believe there's actually a Republican and a Democratic Party. I mean, they're in la-la land. Now, how are you going to reach somebody and start to wake them up to the corruption and the danger? Well, you got to start with health concerns. Everybody's getting sick. Don't
yeah.
you see it?
Yeah, big time. Cancer's
I mean,
on both sides
obesity,
of my family, so I'm getting a double dose.
Yeah. Well, continue.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, that's what I was saying, is cancer runs in both. Some of the, I went to the doctor and they asked if I had cancer in my family. And I said both sides, and the lady said that I was going to get a double dose. That was reassuring.
Well, cancer is a $200 billion a year industry. It is the crown of the satanic medical establishment. cancer is the only medicine that doctors are allowed to buy wholesale and sell retail to their patients, where they become the pharmacist. So they'll buy your chemotherapy for $5,000 and charge your health care provider $20,000. And nobody, it's business as usual. That's the way it's done. So they have a vested interest on keeping chemotherapy going, keeping the radiation going. Okay? It's called, yeah, that's how they make money. Now, even though the studies have come out, you know, done by the National Institute of Health, done by
talking about the cannabis oil and stuff like that, the natural, and they don't want nothing to do with the cannabis oil or the whatever it is. But and it's supposed to really, really help. I mean, you know, the whole debate about the weed thing. But you know something, Jay, about, you know, the whole drug aspect. I wanted to touch this real quick. Weed, marijuana will actually open up your mind, stuff like that. And, you know, and cocaine and these other drugs, especially LSD and these psycho mind-altering substances, that's a way that they can control you is within the drugs, and not so much with the marijuana.
Well, what marijuana does, and I do not like using that term, and I would admonish you to take it out of your vocabulary, and from now on, never call cannabis marijuana.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
The reason cannabis has the nomenclature of marijuana is from what they did in the 1930s to ban cannabis.
Yeah, it was their creation. That marijuana was their creation.
Yeah. Well, on my website, I have a cannabis page, thecenterpath.weebly.com. And you can go to the cannabis page. It's under Learn. And there's other pages that I'm building right now with the information you need. But the cannabis page I have up right now, Learn, has several really good medical marijuana movies on it. It has several good medical marijuana websites. And you need to get informed, because as you grow in consciousness, that affects the field, the universal collective self-conscious, and it will make a difference. So to people that don't know what to do to fight City Hall, the first thing to do is get your own act together. Become informed about everything that is harming us. And then, if you can, you know, find a meetup group, find the Free Your Mind. Free Your Mind meetups are all over the country now. We have a convention every year. And you can get around like-minded people and learn how to eat healthy, learn how to avoid fluoride, learn how to take care of yourself in this dangerous time. Aspartame is now being put in food, and they're not even putting it on the label. And it's in all the gum, and it turns to wood alcohol in your digestion, and makes you go blind and causes neurological issues. And all I gotta say is the buyer beware is a Illuminati phrase, and they live by it. If you're ignorant enough to believe what comes over the TV, it's your problem, not theirs. They know they're lying to you, and only a fool would believe the nonsense they can for truth. You know, you just have to be someone that doesn't bother to research anything. And that's the majority of Americans right now.
Yeah,
so
that's
how
what
do we
saying.
Wake people up to this danger of the Georgia Guidestones Agenda 21 depopulation? We wake them up.
Now, we also got to mention the dehumanizing transgender agenda that's going on too, with the Bruce Jenner thing. That was a big time nobody else seen it. And if you talk about it, you're going to get a lot of people pissed off, or they're going to call you just a racist or whatever. But, you know, that's – but I felt that during that whole week, Jay, I felt like I was in a Twilight episode that would not end. And I was like, I was seeing all these key signs of Illuminati programming, dehumanizing, and nobody else. And I felt like I was on, I mean, I figured guys like you and some other people, but I was thinking, man, am I the only one noticing this?
Oh, no. All the people in the Freedom Mind Group recognized it for what it was. And, you know, Alex Jones, Michael Tsarion, all the big researchers know all about social engineering, all about steering the consciousness of the society right into the toilet. You know, it's game over for them when you do the research and become aware. Because when you're aware, one of the things you do is you stop watching TV. And the television has subliminal, digital subliminals in it. And when you watch TV, you go into a mild form of hypnotic trance, and they pack you full of info that they want you to believe. And so I don't watch TV, haven't watched it in years, and I'm not going to because I know what it is. So I tell people, learn about the occult, definitely learn about Bohemian Grove, look at my interviews, look at Mark Passio's work, the Free Your Mind podcasts are up now on the Free Your Mind site, and excellent, excellent work being done there. And all I have to say is start filling your mind with clean information that's leading you out of the matrix, out of this satanic mind control. Because as my mother said, the entire world is under Stockholm Syndrome. We're all in this trance of loving our enemy, and governments and big business are our enemy. They're not our friend. Anytime you have a society that's willing to give chemotherapy to little children who are dying of leukemia, which is known to be 3% effective, and deny cannabis oil, which is known to be over 75% effective, and if you juice raw cannabis, you can even increase the dosage of the endocannabinol helping drugs and chemicals in cannabis tenfold. So instead of taking 10 milligrams of Rick Simpson oil a day, you can do 100 milligrams of raw cannabis and not even get high from it, because cannabis has to be heated in order to become a psychoactive drug. So all I can say is on my cannabis page, on my website, are movies like Leaf, which explains raw cannabis. And I'm doing everything I can on my radio show on Wednesday evening to talk about these things that are killing us. So you want to talk more about the cult, the interior things they do?
Yeah, I think it's really important, Jay, and I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. I actually found I was looking on a torrent site, and I found a big file of yours. I was like, Jay Parker, who's this? I think it said Illuminati Survivor Package or something like that. It was 2 gigs worth
It's on Tonson.
Yeah, and man, mm-hmm. I'm telling you what, I've seen some of your lectures and stuff like that, and I was like, man, I got to bring him on the show. He knows what's going on, because a lot of stuff that you said tied into my own personal research, and it's just really cool whenever I meet like-minded people that's trying to speak out against the satanic agenda and just the corruption of our youth and and just general people of the world.
Well, it's funny right now that I see people on Facebook. I have a Facebook account. It's funny. People say to me, Lauren, I don't do Facebook. I want to keep my privacy. And I just laugh and I say, like, every phone call and every email goes through the NSA in America today. You have no privacy. So you might as well get a Facebook page and start posting anti-corruption things. And at least the people that are monitoring might actually learn something.
That's right. And then,
inside joke.
They find out that they are, because a lot of people are stupid. It's that they've been programmed and brainwashed, and they don't know no better. And people are willing to hurt you from telling them something that they don't want to hear, something that will scare them, something that totally combats with their standard procedure programming, and it's in the television programming. It all comes together. And I can't say nothing because I was born in 1984. But, back in my dad's age, they done a lot of things. And probably growing up too, Jay, you guys done a lot of things without the internet and computers and phones and all this different. Phones were there probably, but you know what I mean. You know where I'm going with this.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it's all about solipsism. It's all about getting you in a cocoon of me, me, me. And that's all that matters. Your happiness, your life, your money, the heck with everybody else. Now, the occult has been steering society, in America for over 100 years. But one of the books I'd recommend to you, Lauren, is a book by Dr. John Coleman. And it's called Tavistock Institute for World Human Relations, I believe. But it's Tavistock Institute, Dr. John Coleman. And that book will go into Chatham House, Tavistock Institute, and the other social engineering bigwigs. I mean, Tavistock did the Beatles 777 bombings. One of the beautiful things, if you're an Illuminati murderer that you'll love, is during the 7/7 bombings, the Route 30 bus in London was rerouted from its original route to right in front of Tavistock Institute on this square in London, and that's where it blew up. So the dark occult who were doing the 7/7 bombing that day actually got to look out their windows and see the bus blow up right in front of them. That's how in your face these people are. And no one is calling them on it except David Icke, Alex Jones, Free Your Mind Conference. I mean, Maria Heller. There are people out there like Jordan Maxwell. The word is getting out. And the millennials, the millennial generation, has nothing in this society for them. There's no jobs waiting for them. They get at least $50,000 worth of debt to go through college and then find there's no good jobs except bartending and waitressing.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
There's nothing going on in the economy. And that's the way it's meant to be, to keep the people weak. And
I definitely would like to continue this. It's going to shut off any time on us. But listen, Jay, I appreciate you coming on. And I definitely want to have you back on sometime. You're a very intellectual man.